Data collected by the state police points to racial bias in traffic stops, and apparently the number of incidents is rising in spite of increased attention to the issue. But what about racial bias in the rest of Vermont's criminal justice system? As VPR Steve Zind reports, there's limited information available.
A recent national report on racial disparities in state prisons says Vermont has one of the nation's highest incarceration rates of African Americans compared to whites, based on the state's population, a ratio of more than 10 to 1. In other words, the percentage of African Americans in Vermont's prisons is 10 times the percentage in the state's overall population.
I guess what I was surprised about is where we stood on a national level.
Mark Hughes is co-founder of the Montpelier-based organization Justice for All.
Department of Corrections, they don't drive around picking folks up arbitrarily. There's an entire criminal justice apparatus that we need to acknowledge.
Attorney Robert Appel is former Vermont Defender General. He says our own biases are at the root of racial disparities in the state's prisons.
I think the reason we have such gross disparity in the incarcerated population for African Americans is because they're more likely to be drawn to the attention of police. And in fairness to the police, community members call up and say, there's three black male teenagers hanging out in a park. They have their hats on sideways and they're wearing baggy pants. Send a car. And they found something, or it escalated.
Appel compares the criminal justice system to a funnel. Law enforcement is the wide entry point, which is why he says there should be a focus on bias in policing. But Appel says there are plenty of other opportunities for racial bias to show up. Every step of the criminal justice system involves decisions about bail, plea agreements, sentencing, and parole, all potentially subject to the biases of those who make them.
It's discretion upon discretion upon discretion upon discretion upon discretion.
For example, Vermont's 14 state's attorneys who prosecute cases operate fairly independently. No research has been done on possible racial bias in how they handle cases.
I can tell you the procedure that we follow here in the Windsor County State's Attorney's Office when we charge a case.
When David Cahill became Windsor County State's Attorney last January, he took a system usually used for the most serious crimes, like murders, and applied it to other cases. Cahill says he makes decisions about whether to bring charges against someone without looking at information about the person's race or even gender. When considering plea bargains or sentencing recommendations, Cahill says he takes steps to make sure his recommendations aren't outside of the norm.
Recognizing that everyone has some form of implicit bias, the key is to recognize it and to take steps to mitigate it.
Cahill, who until recently was head of the Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriffs, says he's not sure of the approach taken by other state's attorneys. And there aren't any guidelines. Cahill says one goal of a recently created best practices committee is to establish those guidelines.
The potential for unjust outcomes exists. I can't point to any single case, but I can tell you theoretically that potential exists, and it probably does in actuality.
Cahill says there may be other ways to look at the high percentage of African Americans in Vermont prisons. He says because of the movement of drugs from inner-city urban areas into Vermont, the prison population includes people from out of state, so its racial makeup could reflect the diversity of places other than Vermont.
And the reality is that all of the urban areas to our south are much more diverse than Vermont. And when folks from those cities bring heroin with them, you know, they are bringing some of the cultural, ethnic, and racial makeup of their area with them.
We could test this idea by using data on race and residency of Vermont's prison population, but according to the Vermont-based Crime Research Group, this data isn't readily available. In 2015, the Crime Research Group did issue a study called Race and Sentencing in Vermont, which looked strictly at prison sentences for a variety of misdemeanor convictions. Brian Grierson is the court system's chief superior judge.
This study found no evidence of systematic racial bias in sentencing.
The study did not attempt to answer why Vermont has a significant racial disparity in incarceration rates.
So you still get to ask the question, then why are the numbers the way they are? And that's the question that has to be answered.
Traffic stop data point to bias in law enforcement as a factor, but we don't have data on many other aspects of the criminal justice system. Mark Hughes of Justice for All says we have to do more.
How do we get at those areas in the criminal justice system where that discretionary authority exists, you know, in the same way that we're continuing to take a look at law enforcement officers? How do we take a look at other decision-making points to be able to measure it so we can manage it moving forward.
Hughes says collecting data, creating policies, and providing training to everyone in the criminal justice system is part of the answer. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zend.